A dozen central Vermont communities banded together to form a communications district on town meeting day. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, the idea is to bring publicly run high-speed internet to those towns.
With 12 out of 13 towns voting in favor of forming the district so far, it will go forward. The next step is for each town to appoint a representative to the district's governing board. After that, the towns will be largely out of the picture, and the district will be run as an independent municipality. In several Vermont towns where the question was considered on the floor of town meeting, the vote was unanimous. Here's town meeting moderator Paul Gillies posing the question in Berlin.
I remind you we're on Article 27, which reads, shall the town of Berlin enter into a communications union district to be known as the Central Vermont Internet under provisions of 30 VSA Chapter 82? Are you ready for that question?
Yes.
If so, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. It passes unanimously.
Berlin Select Board member Jeremy Hansen is behind the idea. His vision is to model the district after EC Fiber, which is bringing fiber internet service to its member towns in East Central Vermont. Hansen spoke about it at Berlin's town meeting.
If you've ever been on social media, you'll know that sometimes Facebook and Twitter can be a bit of a cesspool. I'm being totally generous here. EC Fiber's Facebook page, on the other hand, if you check it out, it's like puppy dogs and rainbows. So everybody's like, wow, I just got hooked up. This is so great. This is amazing. I love my installer, all these things.
By mirroring EC Fiber's model, Hansen hopes to bring that level of satisfaction to customers in the Central Vermont internet towns. And he says no tax dollars will be used. In addition to Berlin, Callis, East Montpelier, Marshfield, Middlesex, Plainfield, Roxbury, and Worcester all voted to join the district by town meeting floor votes. Voters in Berry City, Montpelier, Northfield, and Williamstown passed the measure in the ballot booth. Berry Town will consider the article when it holds its annual meeting in May. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.